Κρατικό πιστοποιητικό γλωσσομάθειας. Αγγλική γλώσσα. Τρίτη ενότητα. Εξέταση κατανόησης προφορικού λόγου. Έναρξη της εξέτασης.
Part A. Activity 1. Listen to items 1A to 4A and choose the best option, A to F, as in the example. There is one option that you do not need. Example. One of the most unusual ways of greeting people is to be found in Tibet, where it is a sign of respect to stick out your tongue when you meet people. Very different from European countries, where sticking out your tongue is a sign of rudeness. One A. Bowing to each other is the most common way of greeting someone in Japan, even amongst friends. Both people face each other and bow, bending their head and upper body towards the person that they are greeting. Two A. Placing your hand on your heart is a common way to greet people, found in several countries. You place your open hand against your heart and may also bend your body a little bit forward. Three A. The mano greeting is used in the Philippines as a sign of respect when you're greeting older people. You take their right hand and bring it up to touch your forehead, holding their fingers against your face. Four A. You may find yourself in a country where they greet each other with the salam. This is like a handshake, except both hands are used. The two people hold each other's hands together. Listen again and check your answers. One A.
Bowing to each other is the most common way of greeting someone in Japan, even amongst friends. Both people face each other and bow, bending their head and upper body towards the person that they are greeting.
Two A.
Placing your hand on your heart is a common way to greet people, found in several countries. You place your open hand against your heart and may also bend your body a little bit forward.
Three A.
The mano greeting is used in the Philippines as a sign of respect when you're greeting older people. You take their right hand and bring it up to touch your forehead, holding their fingers against your face.
Four A.
You may find yourself in a country where they greet each other with the salam. This is like a handshake, except both hands are used. The two people hold each other's hands together.
Activity 2. Read items 5A to 7A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item. Example.
And in today's program, we'll be taking you to Egypt and to the small village of Rosetta to learn how something that was found there over 200 years ago helped historians translate the writing system of ancient Egypt, hieroglyphics, a secret which had been lost for hundreds of years.
In 1799, soldiers building a wall near the village of Rosetta noticed a huge black stone with three different kinds of writing on it. Realizing that it must be important, they showed it to archaeologists. One of the writing systems on the stone was in Egyptian hieroglyphics. But until then, no one had been able to read these hieroglyphics. The second language was another kind of writing used in ancient Egypt. But the third language was Greek, which was the language used by the priests of ancient Egypt. Now, the exciting thing here was that the archaeologists guessed that the three different alphabets were three translations of the same text. So this meant that they could use the Greek writing to figure out the meaning of the Egyptian hieroglyphics. And that is what they spent the next 20 years trying to do, so that they could finally understand a lost civilization.
Listen again and check your answers.
And in today's program, we'll be taking you to Egypt and to the small village of Rosetta to learn how something that was found there over 200 years ago helped historians translate the writing system of ancient Egypt, hieroglyphics, a secret which had been lost for hundreds of years.
In 1799, soldiers building a wall near the village of Rosetta noticed a huge black stone with three different kinds of writing on it. Realizing that it must be important, they showed it to archaeologists. One of the writing systems on the stone was in Egyptian hieroglyphics. But until then, no one had been able to read these hieroglyphics. The second language was another kind of writing used in ancient Egypt. But the third language was Greek, which was the language used by the priests of ancient Egypt. Now, the exciting thing here was that the archaeologists guessed that the three different alphabets were three translations of the same text. So this meant that they could use the Greek writing to figure out the meaning of the Egyptian hieroglyphics. And that is what they spent the next 20 years trying to do, so that they could finally understand a lost civilization.
Activity 3. Read items 8A to 10A, listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
Hello, it's Mrs. Baker again. I'm calling to let you know we've decided not to book the river trip on Wednesday in the end. We'll be on a tour the day before and it'll be too tiring to do the river trip the next day. I'll call you back to let you know if we want to rebook for another day.
Nine A.
Hi, Sally. Sorry to bother you on a Sunday, but I need you to check your email as soon as you get to work tomorrow. There's a message from the clients coming from the States. They want to arrange an earlier flight or something. Can you deal with this, please?
It's Jerry here. I've got a problem with the car and may not be able to pick up the customers arriving at the airport at 2 o'clock. I know this is a problem for you, but it wouldn't start this morning. I have taken it to the garage. I hope it will be ready by 12 o'clock. But do you want to get someone else in case I can't get to the airport in time?
Listen again and check your answers.
Hello, it's Mrs. Baker again. I'm calling to let you know we've decided not to book the river trip on Wednesday in the end. We'll be on a tour the day before and it'll be too tiring to do the river trip the next day. I'll call you back to let you know if we want to rebook for another day.
Hi, Sally. Sorry to bother you on a Sunday, but I need you to check your email as soon as you get to work tomorrow. There's a message from the clients coming from the States. They want to arrange an earlier flight or something. Can you deal with this, please?
It's Jerry here. I've got a problem with the car and may not be able to pick up the customers arriving at the airport at 2 o'clock. I know this is a problem for you, but it wouldn't start this morning. I have taken it to the garage. I hope it will be ready by 12 o'clock. But do you want to get someone else in case I can't get to the airport in time?
Activity 4. Read items 11A to 15A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item. Yeah, you were talking about your mother being deaf, okay. But what I now have is some kind of insight into what that's like. Because I have actually lost my voice on several occasions during my life. And I don't know why it happens. I don't know whether it's because I'm a teacher, I use my voice a lot. But maybe about 6 or 7 occasions, I've actually lost it completely. And obviously, it's really difficult and problematic because you can't work, okay? You can't teach, for example. But what I found most, if you like, illuminating about it is that because I couldn't talk, basically, the only therapy is not to talk. So you should be silent, basically, until the voice comes back. So what that meant was I didn't want to be around people. I didn't want to go to somewhere where I had to speak. So that meant I didn't want to be with friends. I didn't want to go out. I couldn't go to work. And I basically wanted to be on my own. And that's very isolating. And it made me understand what it's like, for example, to be deaf when you can't hear. And I've heard that deaf people actually choose not to go to places, not to be with other people, because it's too much effort to try and hear. too much effort to try and concentrate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Listen again and check your answers. Yeah, you were talking about your mother being deaf, okay. But what I now have is some kind of insight into what that's like.
Really?
Because I have actually lost my voice on several occasions during my life. And I don't know why it happens. I don't know whether it's because I'm a teacher. I use my voice a lot. But maybe about 6 or 7 occasions, I've actually lost it completely. And obviously, it's really difficult and problematic because you can't work. Okay, mm-hmm, you can't mm-hmm. teach, for example. Yeah, yeah. But what I found most, if you like, illuminating about it is that because I couldn't talk, basically the only therapy is not to talk. So you should be silent, basically, until the voice comes back. So what that meant was I didn't want to be around people. I didn't mm-hmm. want to go to somewhere where I had to speak. Mm-hmm. So that meant I didn't want to be with friends. I didn't want to go out. I couldn't go to work. And I basically wanted to be on my own. And that's very isolating. And it made me understand what it's like, for example, to be deaf when mm-hmm. you can't mm-hmm. hear. And I've heard that deaf people actually choose not to go to places, not to be with other people, because it's too much effort mm-hmm. to try and hear. Too much effort to try and concentrate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Part B, Activity 1. Listen and fill in items 1B to 5B with the right word, as in the example. Example.
So, I'll be able to take a break for about a week in November.
Okay.
Let's do something. My cousin is studying in Amsterdam, so how about going there? She says it's a great place for a short break, and she'll be really happy to show us around.
Okay, fine. One B.
So, which date shall we go for?
Around the 23rd of December.
It's really expensive around Christmas. So, let's try for November.
Okay.
Look, that one's only 200 euros return, leaving on Monday the 20th and coming back on Friday the 25th.
Yep.
And it's direct. And it's a good time. Leaving Athens at 9:20, arriving in Amsterdam at 11:40 their time.
Okay.
What do you think of this one?
Well, it's right in the centre of the city, so we'll be able to walk everywhere easily.
And it's not too expensive, 70 euros with breakfast. Hang on. They don't have availability for 5 nights, only 4.
What about that one? Look, it's got a really nice view over the park.
Okay.
Three B.
We can do this one on the day after we arrive. Here it says, discover 2 of the most beautiful parts of the city and follow your guide back in time. You will see the beautiful architecture and experience the atmosphere as we show you the churches and take you through the old streets and markets. Meet at the cathedral at 10 o'clock. It lasts 3 hours.
Four B.
Oh, and we absolutely have to visit this. We can't be in Amsterdam without going to at least one.
Right, right.
This one shows you everything about the history of the city. It looks really interesting. Look, it says, learn about how Amsterdam has grown to be the city it is today, and hear all about the most beautiful and special pieces in our collection.
Yeah, that looks really good.
Hmm. 5B.
Oh, and here's a place to relax. A favourite spot to go when the weather is sunny. On a beautiful day, you'll find thousands of people sitting on the grass, relaxing and enjoying a picnic with friends. In the colder months, it's a lovely place to go for a quiet walk and to go jogging. Lovely flowers can be seen all year round.
5. Listen again and check your answers.
So, which date shall we go for?
Around the 23rd of December.
It's really expensive around Christmas. So, let's try for November.
Okay.
Look, that one's only 200 euros return, leaving on Monday the 20th and coming back on Friday the 25th.
Yep.
And it's direct. And it's a good time, leaving Athens at 9:20, arriving in Amsterdam at 11:40 their time.
Okay.
Two B.
What do you think of this one?
Well, it's right in the centre of the city, so we'll be able to walk everywhere easily.
And it's not too expensive, 70 euros with breakfast. Hang on. They don't have availability for 5 nights, only 4.
What about that one? Look, it's got a really nice view over the park.
Okay.
3B.
We can do this one on the day after we arrive. Here it says, discover 2 of the most beautiful parts of the city and follow your guide back in time. You will see the beautiful architecture and experience the atmosphere as we show you the churches and take you through the old streets and markets. Meet at the cathedral at 10 o'clock. It lasts 3 hours.
Four B.
Oh, and we absolutely have to visit this. We can't be in Amsterdam without going to at least one.
Right, right.
This one shows you everything about the history of the city. It looks really interesting. Look, it says, learn about how Amsterdam has grown to be the city it is today, and hear all about the most beautiful and special pieces in our collection.
Yeah, that looks really good.
Five B.
Oh, and here's a place to relax. A favourite spot to go when the weather is sunny. On a beautiful day, you'll find thousands of people sitting on the grass, relaxing and enjoying a picnic with friends. In the colder months, it's a lovely place to go for a quiet walk and to go jogging. Lovely flowers can be seen all year round.
Activity 2. Listen and fill in items 6B to 10B with the right word,
as in the example.
example.
So, how was the big family reunion?
It was for my grandma's 90th birthday. Huge event. I mean, all the family were there, all 30 of us. Gran was in great form, full of beans, wanting to hear about everyone's news, talking and laughing with everyone. The problem was, my brothers, Jack and Simon, were at loggerheads most of the weekend. You know they run the family business together. Well, they have completely different opinions and ways of working, and they were at each other's throats most of the time. One of them saying they should do this, the other one saying the opposite. They didn't stop the whole weekend.
Goodness.
Then,
on Sunday morning, Jack announced that he was going to sell his share of the company and go sailing on his yacht for a year. Well, at that point, Simon went absolutely ape. He started yelling and shouting. The boys actually had to keep them apart.
I've
never seen him in that state before. But you know, the problem is, Jack actually doesn't give a fig about what anyone else says or thinks.
I know.
He's always been like that. Nothing anyone says or does makes any impression on him. Personally, I think Jack is off his trolley. He's got everything. His own business, great wife, lovely kids.
That's right.
He wants to dump everything and go sailing around the world. Okay, maybe it's not easy running a company with your brother, but no one in their right mind just ups and offs at his age. Completely off his trolley.
Goodness. And how did your grandmother take all of this?
Well, by Sunday lunch, everyone had had enough. And at that point, fortunately, Gran took control. She said very loudly, "I'm 90 years old and it's not going to be very long before I pop my clogs. And if you two think that I'm going to be looking down from above and seeing you carry on like this with my money, you've got another thing coming. I'm going to leave it all to the orphanage."
Listen again and check your answers.
The problem was, my brothers, Jack and Simon, were at loggerheads most of the weekend. You know they run the family business together. Well, they have completely different opinions and ways of working, and they were at each other's throats most of the time. One of them saying they should do this, the other one saying the opposite. They didn't stop the whole weekend.
Goodness.
Then, on Sunday morning, Jack announced that he was going to sell his share of the company and go sailing on his yacht for a year. Well, at that point, Simon went absolutely ape. He started yelling and shouting. The boys actually had to keep them apart.
I've
never seen him in that state before. But you know, the problem is, Jack actually doesn't give a fig about what anyone else says or thinks.
I know.
He's always been like that. Nothing anyone says or does makes any impression on him.
9B.
Personally, I think Jack is off his trolley. He's got everything. His own business, great wife, lovely kids.
That's
now
right.
He wants to dump everything and go sailing around the world. Okay, maybe it's not easy running a company with your brother, but no one in their right mind just ups and offs at his age. Completely off his trolley.
Goodness.
Ten B.
And how did your grandmother take all of this?
Well, by Sunday lunch, everyone had had enough. And at that point, fortunately, Gran took control. She said very loudly, I'm 90 years old and it's not going to be very long before I pop my clogs. And if you two think that I'm going to be looking down from above and seeing you carry on like this with my money, you've got another thing coming. I'm going to leave it all to the orphanage.